Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Syrian Kurdish-led force fighting the Islamic State is on the verge of surrounding a wide area north of the IS stronghold of Raqqa. U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces says its fighters are advancing on two fronts toward Raqqa, the de facto capital of IS's self-declared caliphate. For weeks, Iraqi forces backed by U.S. and coalition air power have moved closer to the city of Mosul, the heart of the Islamic State terror group's holdings in Iraq. Even with all the progress, these forces would appear to be no closer to cutting off IS's leader, the elusive cleric Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Meantime, U.S. Army Colonel John Dorian, who is a spokesperson for the Mosul mission, says there are clear signs of Baghdadi's fighters are losing ground.
Baghdadi is saying, don't fight amongst yourselves. This is the type of thing that a leader who's losing command and control and ability to keep everybody on the same page says. We don't believe that it's going to work.
In recent weeks, Iraqi military officials have insisted that the 45-year-old Baghdadi was hiding in tunnels and bunkers in Mosul, directing the defense of the city himself. In Afghanistan, suicide bomb attacks at the German consulate in Mazar al-Sharif killed at least four people, left more than 100 others wounded, most of them civilians. Taliban fighters heavily damaged the consulate after fighting their way into the building during an intense gun battle that lasted for hours. Taliban said their assault was a revenge attack to retaliate for an airstrike earlier this month in neighboring Kunduz province. Insurgents said a bombing led by U.S. warplanes killed 32. This is VOA News. The Red Crescent says 15 African migrant bodies have washed up on shores Al-Maya on the Libyan coast. Mohammed Ahmed is a spokesperson for the Libyan Red Crescent. He says they have recovered five bodies they're closely looking at and around for the other 10. Thousands of migrants seeking a better life in Europe cast off Libyan on rickety boats hoping to reach Italy, with many of them drowning along the way. According to the International Organization for Migration, more than 3,600 people have died or gone missing this year crossing the Mediterranean to Europe. In U.S. politics, President Obama says he has had an excellent and wide-ranging conversation with Donald Trump during the president-elect's first visit to the White House. Speaking in the Oval Office, Mr. Obama stressed that his number one priority is to facilitate a smooth transition of power. Trump said he looks forward to dealing with Obama in the future, calling it a great honor. In Britain, Foreign Secretary and the minister there, Boris Johnson, spoke to reporters about Trump's election.
I think we should recognize that this is an opportunity. I think we should take what the president-elect has had to say about his feelings for our country at face value. He's had a very, very good conversation with our Prime Minister Theresa May earlier on today. He spoke of a spectacular relationship with the UK.
Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga says Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will be visiting with Trump next week when he is in New York. Tens of thousands of people from New York to California filled the streets of large U.S. cities for a second day Thursday, demonstrating their dismay at Donald Trump's election.
Hate won't make us great. Hate won't make us great.
The demonstrators said the tone of Trump's campaign comments about immigration frightened them. They accused him of racism, xenophobia, and sexism. Former Venezuelan Soccer Federation President Rafael Esquivel has been found guilty on charges resulting from a massive FIFA corruption scandal. He pleaded guilty to seven counts of racketeering, money laundering, conspiracies, and wire fraud. Today is the Veterans Day holiday in the United States. It is a public holiday observed annually on November the 11th to honor military veterans who served in the United States Armed Forces. Coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of the end of World War I.
That's the latest world news from VOA.